Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, though, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, no particular theme this week other than the fact, well, these people suck. Now, I do not know if you're familiar with Ardvreck Castle. All you need to know, it's a castle, it's a historical site, it's in England, right? You can do the math. It probably looks exactly the way you picture it. Well, a community organization there, they accused tourists of ripping down a wall that's part of the castle. They said the historic structure was ruined so that tourists could clear a path that would allow them to see the castle itself and get a good photo without getting their feet soggy from the wet sand. So the local group called Historic Something, Ascent, they said that the incident was truly unbelievable, but it happened. Their statement said, quote, some special individuals decided when the water was over the beach area, rather than get their little tootsies wet, they would rip down a 500-year-old wall to make a path for themselves. Truly unbelievable, but it happened. Now, the group said the wall has been repaired slightly and are taking donations. It says, quote, if you're planning a holiday and want to clamor over an ancient monument for that Instagram pic, please don't. This is our history. And every time someone clamors all over it, a little more of it crumbles away. Now, individually, it might be small amounts, but collectively, it's our history that is disappearing. So again, there's a historic castle. And what kills me is they took down the wall so that they could get a picture of said castle. Just climb over the freaking thing. I mean, like, my God, man. Now we have a grieving family. They received an $8,000 bill for rent at their father's senior living home after his death, leaving them shocked by the unexpected charge. Now, some senior living facilities, they may require 30 days notice to end a lease, even in the case of death, which can cost families thousands of dollars. But, quote, says Bradford Kelly, says, how am I supposed to know 30 days in advance that my father was going to die? It's nuts. So he reached out after received an email from the Atria Senior Living Facility in Massachusetts, where his father was living when he passed away. Now, the email notified Kelly that his family owed just over $8,000 for October rent. The email came 3 weeks after his father died in September. Quote, I'm like, why would I owe for October? He wasn't there one day in October. Why would he owe for October? Now, the facility's business director explained in an email to Kelly that the lease stipulates that the facility requires 30 days written notice to vacate, and in this case, the date of the passing initiates the 30 days automatically. Okay? So he did not die September 1st, therefore, they say you owe for October. Well, wouldn't you guess, Kelly family reached out to the local NBC affiliate there for help after they said they received the collection notices, and after they reached out nearly a year after the father's death, the family in Atria agreed to waive the balance of $8,036.77. Now, the company did not respond to requests for comment about their decision or their policy. But the family says, look, it's great that they decided to waive it. But it's been over a year of collection calls and letters, and to me, that's almost harassing to pay this amount. It was an awful thing to have to go through, and I hope this helps other people out there so they don't have to go through a similar thing. As a result, this year, two legislative bills have been filed in Massachusetts that aims to limit the number of days a facility can charge after a resident's death to 10 days. So the guy died. Okay. He didn't die September 1st, but it stipulates you have to have 30 days notice. There's only 30 days in September. So even if you died on the 2nd, their policy was that you would still owe for the next month. But like anything, they reached out to the local press. The local press ran a story, and they're like, oh, our bad. Sorry. Now, you might remember this story. Our very own Mike Hawk brought this one to us. A Baltimore County fire employee is being investigated for inappropriate behavior at work. This comes after the employee made videos of himself masturbating in public areas at multiple firehouses in the county. Councilman David Marks said the firefighters and paramedics told him about the situation a few days ago. Quote, they obviously are very concerned about their own public health and safety. I've been on the council for 15 years. This is probably the most disturbing series of allegations I've ever heard. Now, fire department employees are encouraged to get tested at the employee health center. They initiated hazmat cleaning for all of the fire stations and all the fire department offices and the public safety building. This includes high touch surfaces, door handles, push plates, light switches, etc.
Oh my Keep them God. Out. So he did this on all those things.
This is based on the video that he recorded himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Bathrooms in all fixtures, water fountains, kitchens, including sinks, appliances, both inside and out, the bunk rooms, specifically the beds and furniture, lockers, both inside and out, floors, they say deep cleaning and sanitizing using germicidal products, several vehicles, including things that I have no idea what they are going to undergo professional cleaning and sanitation. They're also working to replace all station ice machines in response to the allegations.
Jesus.
Yeah, so Councilman Julian Jones, ice machines. He said, in over 30 years of experience in the Anne Arundel County Fire Department, hearing of this is a disturbing first. Quote, I rose from the bottom to the top in Anne Arundel County, and I've never heard of anything like this, and I've dealt with more personnel issues and problems than you can imagine, and nothing as bizarre and grotesque as this.
This guy's from Glen Burnie, I know it.
Hey, that would make sense.
All right.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So those are your stories. We have the tourists that went to the 500-year-old castle and just took down part of the wall so they could get a better picture of the castle they were there to see. We have the family that was billed $8,000 in rent for the month of October of last year, in spite of the fact that their father had died in September, but they're trying to hold him on the hook.
Is that specific because it's an elderly center? Like, I can't imagine the building I live in charging me rent after I die.
they wouldn't do it, but I think part of the reason that these senior living facilities do that is because if you put people in there for senior living, they know they're going to drop dead at any minute, right? Correct.
Okay, so that, right, so it's just as bad as a scam.
Their whole thing is, right, like, no one expects you to drop dead, Ted. I mean, you could, but it's unlikely. I put your ass in a senior living facility. They know why you're there, so they put that stipulation in 30 days, right? And again, so if you don't die on the first or second of any given month, you owe for the next month, even though they've already rented out the room.
All right, Ted, what do you think?
I mean, look, it's easy to say the firefighter sucks the most.
Yeah.
Because he is contaminating all that stuff.
So many things,
right?
Man.
He really got after it. Because
we've had stories where people, they did it in someone's coffee mug. This guy, door handles, the ice machine, like every surface that you might possibly touch. The water fountain, right.
But honestly, I think that senior facility might suck the most. As I was saying, that's just evil because you're banking on these people passing away. But I think it's essie what they did and completely out of line. But the people that took down the 500-year-old wall, out of this case, sucks the least.
Okay, I'm going to go with the fireman sucks the most.
Okay.
Based on what he did.
I mean, look, the fact I can't argue. Even if I disagree, it ain't worth arguing.
But I'm going to go with the Boston senior facility sucking the least on this.
Why is that? I mean, it wasn't the contract, to be fair.
I know.
That's the contract they had.
You signed the contract. You knew what you were getting into. They did get their money back, fortunately. They had to go through channels to get it. They had to get Jesse or whatever they
did. Basically.
But they
Massachusetts
did,
Jesse.
And they changed their policy.
They didn't change their policy, but the state of Massachusetts has introduced legislation. It does not pass
yet. To
make
sure that they can't do
that. To make sure they can't do it.
So, based on that, something positive got done?
Something positive did happen.
I'm going to say that story sucks the least.
Yeah.
You could also say that one sucks the least, frankly, because that's just where we're at in our country.
That's where we're at.
That's how businesses work.
But I think Miles makes a good point.
Like, they're
trying to get out of a gym membership.
Yeah, they're written to screw you over.
But I think Miles makes a good point. At least something beneficial came about as a result of this family going through that.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up until 5:08, we're going to drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.